Good morning. My name is Alex Robles. I was born in Mexico in a family where we believed in God, but we went to church only on special occasions and rarely ever studied the Bible, if ever. My parents always taught me to believe and to trust in God and to strive to do the right thing and to be a good person. My knowledge of Jesus was limited to what I've been taught by our family members or to what I've been found in good bits of wisdom to rest my mind on. All I really understood growing up was that there is a God, and Jesus was sent by God to be our Savior, and if we thanked him enough in everything we did, he would bless us with a life filled with happiness, and he will provide what we need as we go through life. To grow up in a home where I could be a happy kid with both of my parents being able to spend time as a family is a blessing God gave me before I even knew who he truly is. When I was 7 years old, my parents and I moved to Arizona. Our whole life was shaken up, and being in a new country as an only child was very intimidating. But with the help of my parents, encouraging me constantly and teaching me to be a positive, helpful, and honest kid, I was able to build a normal and happy life. During high school, another blessing came into my life, this time in the form of a girl named Bree. We became high school sweethearts our junior year, stayed together, although in different states, through college, and we became husband and wife along the way. It all happened so fast, and we didn't all have a true understanding of the challenges and expectations that come with marriage, especially as a Christian couple. As a kid, I knew baseball was what I wanted to do, and I wanted to do whatever it took to reach my goal. I would say no to parties, alcohol, and anything that could hurt my chances of being a professional athlete. I quickly made an idol of my sport, and my need for success in my sport led to many different actions that I would justify as right because of my love of baseball. I thought I had all the answers and felt that God had given me the blessing to make decisions on my own without ever truly reading or studying the Bible to see what he truly commands of his children. My time for prayer was at a bare minimum, as I would only pray where I needed help in something. I had a deep desire to follow my own unregenerate heart and to take full control of my life. I liked where I was, and I believed I had gotten myself there with the help from God. In college, I met a ministry group, and as they invited me to their Bible studies and church groups, I loved the things I heard. I started learning of some of my sin, but I was more happy with the things I found out about having to do a few steps and to say that I believed a few things and I would become a believer. I got baptized a few months after. I briefly studied the gospel, attending church irregularly, and having no eagerness to serve in God's church. Sadly, I saw my baptism as a challenge for God. It gave me one more tool to reach my selfish goals as I try to gain success in this world. I would continue to indulge in my sin that was not so bad in my mind, like profanity, listening to secular music, and giving in to my lustful thoughts. I felt justified because of my sinful comparisons of sin to other people's sin. Throughout the years, I fought myself with anxiety, depression, and episodes of anger that I could not explain. I would go through episodes of being completely lost, feeling empty and with no purpose. I didn't know why most of the time, and the only time I did know why was because things didn't go the way I wanted them to. I would continue to stumble throughout any trials as expected in a life centered around me and not Christ. Temptation quickly grew from secular music, bad language, and poor discipline to indulging in alcohol, drugs, and feeding my fleshly desires. I would look for any type of way just to enjoy my life. Although I never forgot that God existed, my twisted, sin-filled mind was on a path to self-destruction. And I would use scriptures in my own deceiving way to lead a life towards condemnation. By God's perfect design, my wife and I heard about and started attending Grace Bible Church in 2020. She had been so loving and kind towards me during my weak faith that I started to see my own total depravity. I learned to self-examine through the great teachings of the Bible, and I quickly realized I didn't know how to lead a marriage. My need for a savior had never felt so great. God transformed my weak faith into a gospel-centered faith that was focused solely on the cross, and nothing of my own doing could add or take away from that truth. I was broken, and God rescued me and turned me into a new creation that truly fears him, and I felt the desire to obey and the need to obey. God revealed himself right before my eyes through every word of scripture that I continue to study, listen to, and read. Truths like Proverbs 28:13, he who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion, drove my heart to repentance. I repented from my little sins, the big ones, the ones I didn't think were so bad, and the ones that I planned on concealing till my death. I had told myself I would never tell some things, and God quickly drove me to repentance and to want to shout them. I was clearly broken, and I needed a savior. As these sorrowful feelings towards my wretched self had been brought out and clearly shown through these texts, his grace and forgiveness towards me was not only read about, but I felt it. It drove my soul to rest and to rejoice in our Savior, Jesus Christ. My marriage has been transformed to a marriage centered in Christ. My wife and I now live a life that is guided by the Holy Spirit to bring glory and honor to God. We pray that our actions show our roots, and as I have repented from my past for seeing my previous baptism as a challenge for God, I now come to rejoice and to act on the beautiful truths that are in God's word. I now choose to be baptized as a display of obedience, that I have died along with Christ and risen as a new creation, to submit to his commandments, to display my love for Jesus Christ as he first loved me.